A genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah, Tamar being their mother. Perez was the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram was the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon, Salmon was the father of Boaz, Rahab being their mother, his mother. Boaz was the father of Obed, Ruth being his mother. Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asa, Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Azariah, Azariah was the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amon, Amon the father of Josiah, and Josiah was the father of Jeconiah and his brothers. Then the deportation to Babylon took place. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Adzor, Adzor was the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Achim, Achim the father of Eliud, Eliud was the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Matan, Matan the father of Jacob, and Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Pope Francis has called on Christian shepherds to smell of their sheep, to get in right close, we might say, close to the people to whom and for whom those shepherds have been chosen, formed, and sent. Find out what their language and circumstances are, and learn them. Speak in their hearts and in their ears a language they can understand and respond to. The message of Christ is a word about the Word of God. How useless words are unless those who know them and those who listen to them both understand what they mean, or at least have found a reliably signposted road that leads us further along the path of understanding, the path of even piecemeal but significant grasping of meaning and purpose. Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, did not, as it were, merely smell of the farm animals that may or may not have been anywhere near where his birth took place, but he sure smelt of the generations of his ancestors. And Matthew is keen to emphasize this. Was the father of. X was the father of Y. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Neither knowing where it would all end. What about you and me? Each of us is a daughter or son of named people. And they too descended from an earlier generation of our race. 150 years ago, they did not know what we would be like. Nor, come to think of it, do we have much of an idea what our great-granddaughters or sons will be like, how they will sound, how they will sing or make music, how long they will live, and whether they in their turn will be mothers and fathers of further gifts of two or five, gifts of life, gifts of living beings that will be precious then. When someone becomes famous, we want to know more, not just about why he or she is famous, but we want to know about their background. And Matthew surely takes the honors course in seeking out Jesus' background in generations long forgotten. He takes us and takes Jesus back to Abraham, a father so highly revered in Judaism, then in Christianity, and later, of course, in Islamic theology too. Abraham does not immediately interest Matthew as the man of obedience, but heavens, that also is a truly relevant precedent, if you like, when we think of Jesus and the obedience in his heart and mind. But what is crucial in this page of Matthew about Abraham is that he was a father, the father of Isaac. The story continues, but the story can only continue when it has begun with living persons and the giving of life that they do. The story of you and of me, today's disciples of Jesus, has further chapters to recount. But the birth of tomorrow's stories, the birth of tomorrow's generation, these start today and will benefit immensely from the quality of today. No disciple of Jesus can stand on a pedestal, and this includes the shaky pedestal of yesterday's good deeds. Now is the favorable time. Today. Listen once more, online if not live, to a performance of that stupendous motet for Christmas Day, Hodie Christus Natus Est, by the Dutch composer Jan Sweelinck. Listen to it today. Why does the composer insist so strongly and so repeatedly on the word Hodie, today? Surely because it is in an important sense that the birth of Christ is not just an historical event we recall annually. The Lord Jesus can come forth again in your life and in mine today. Start today. Today.